This is ESPN Crick Info.
Welcome, Sean.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
Great. So, we've got a few questions. We're talking openers and tactics and T20. So, we thought we'd get a bowler's perspective on the whole thing. Yep. So, I'm just going to fire a series of questions at you. You can come up with the answer to that. You can give a short explanation as to why and all of that. So, the hardest opener you ever bowled to in a T20 game?
Wow. There's a lot of them. I'd probably have to say David Warner, I think, was tricky to bowl to. He was just so aggressive. Backed himself in, and when he was facing a fast bowler, he spoke about it in an article once. When he was facing a really fast a guy with proper pace, he'd be up for the challenge even more, and he'd be even more aggressive. So, I've been on the wrong end of a couple of those occasions.
This is in the BBL domestic.
Yeah, that's right. When it first started, actually, he was playing for New South Wales. I was playing for South Australia, and a couple of times he really got a hold of me. So I found him difficult to bowl to.
You bowled him in the IPL.
I don't know if I have bowled him in the IPL, actually. I can't remember bowling to him here, but certainly in Australia, he did some damage.
Now to the good bit. One guy whose measure you always had, an opener who you always got out.
An opener? I mean, not so much T20 cricket, but international, probably one-day cricket, I'd say Strauss from England. I definitely bowled him a couple of times and maybe a couple of caught behinds, but I'd say he was the opener I can remember. Yeah.
As an express quick, what is the harder face for you to bowl at, the power play or the death in T20s?
I honestly think the power play. The field's up, and the ball's new, and I obviously had a tendency to spray the ball around a little bit, so the guys could free their arms.
And just play?
Yeah, and it just flew all over the place. Whereas at the death, I felt like I was, okay, it's difficult because the guys are coming at you, but I felt like I had a bit more control.
What's the ball you thought was most effective for you in the power play? Something that always worked more often than not?
Honestly, it'd probably be the bouncer. I mean, the bouncer and the death tended to go the journey. But I felt the bouncer early on to the opening batsman.
Okay. One current T20 opener that you love watching and one bowler who you think is doing really well currently?
Honestly, at the moment, I'm enjoying watching KL Rahul. I think he's going to be a superstar of Indian cricket for sure. I like the way he's backed himself in during this IPO and played his shots. So he's been exciting.
Okay.
And then the bowler,
One bowler was doing really well.
Billy Stanley. 100%.
In the power play?
Yeah, I like him. He runs in, he's 6'8" or something. He gets up towards the 150 mark.
See any similarities with you?
A little bit, yeah, big ears. He swings the ball away. He's got good pace. Yeah.
Last question: what's the biggest difference between bowling in the IPL and elsewhere in T20 cricket?
I think IPL for me was, in Australia, I always felt that the ball would swing at most places. There'd be some bounce in the wicket. Whereas when I played IPL many moons ago, it just seemed like sometimes the conditions weren't in the fast bowler's favour. Lower wickets, didn't always swing as much, that sort of thing. And obviously you're bowling in the extreme heat in India this time of year, which can be tough for bowlers as well.
Much comfortable in the studio, a lot more. Yeah?
Absolutely, I'm enjoying this.
Okay, we talk a lot about left-hand, right-hand opening combinations. As a bowler, is it actually as difficult as it's touted out to be to bowl to a left-hand, right-hand combination, or do you find that easier to do?
I think towards the end of my career, I felt more comfortable bowling to right-handers. I know that much. For some reason, I'm not even sure why. But I think it can be. I wouldn't say difficult, but because this day and age, you do so much training, you get used to bowling to both left and right. So it shouldn't really make a difference. But I think it's got a slight advantage for the batting side. Yeah.
You already mentioned Warner. If you have Gale and Warner opening the batting, what's the tactic that you'd follow? What's the field you'd set?
You know what, I would honestly just go the aggressive approach, which can go really pear-shaped, because they're going to be the same. So, for me, I wouldn't even worry about the field. It'd honestly be about bowling the perfect delivery, in-swinging Yorker maybe, or a bouncer that they've missed time. So, it's all about the one ball that gets them out.
Fight fire with fire is the message from Sean Tate. When two aggressive openers like Gale and Warner are at the crease, the best way is to try and take wickets and then hope for the best. Sean's, of course, been there and done that. It's great to hear from somebody who's bowled in a format where the odds are stacked heavily against the bowler. So thanks to Sean Tate for joining us on Talking T20.
You are listening to ESPN Crick Info.